the Eagles' Victim of Love in front of that one with Golden Earring, kicking off the triple play of classics. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that we would be chatting with Tara Blake this afternoon, who is a local musician who has not only got a huge following in terms of her live performance, because she plays wherever good people get together, you'll find if there is a tasteful bit of background music, that's Tara Blake on the violin. She's also been, of late, composing and performing her own material, and a very exciting shot left into now writing with collaboration in mind. And in this case, we're here today to talk about one of those. So Tara is in the house, as is Emma J. And I'm not allowed to say surnames because your stage name is just Emma J.
Yes.
In case people start to spam you. We're just talking about that now. Hey, when someone just writes, "Hey, Dave," and then you look at that and think, okay, but
they're just being friendly, Dave.
It's another story. So, hey, Emma J. Hey, Tara.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What's happening? No, this is interesting. We are together because you've got a new track that is about to break. And I took a listen to it. I was confused because the last time you were in the studio with someone called Emma, it was your daughter. So here I was earlier today announcing that you'd be in with your daughter, Emma. And I was listening to this
suddenly
thinking,
grown up.
You know, Emma suddenly sounds so mature. And so I thought, wow. But then, of course, now the mystery has been solved.
Yes.
And Emma, you were part of the X Factor last season. I think that was last season or the season before. Exceptional talent. So this is great. Tara,
you.
Emma, welcome. Let's go to the beginning of this exercise. Tara, you started to write music, but give us a bit of background. You're a very accomplished musical performer, teacher, going back to university days, classically trained.
Yeah, the songwriting thing is interesting. I was reading a project that I did at school, and I actually ended up making a steel drum arbitrarily. But in the diary, it had said that either I was going to do that or write songs. And it was sort of just before lockdown, and I sort of just revisited it and phoned my sister up in Cape Town, said, "Let's write some songs." And it was perfect timing because then we went into lockdown, and then there was so much time and so many emotions to get out.
Oh, no, I'm sure about that.
And so
but what I was really trying to extract from you was this plethora of background. In other words, you're not just a sort of flash in the pan, suddenly here you come. You've got many, many years of solid musical background.
Yeah.
You're classically trained. You performed orchestrally and then into the light music realm, and then you moved into the sort of commercial music. And it's been a journey.
It's been a journey about 25 years, yeah.
Lots of experience.
Well, since I was 9.
You see, the 10,000 hours thing, and people don't believe me when I say, I speak to a lot of young aspirant performers, and they say, you know, I really want to do this thing, but what is the fastest track? And I said, I promise you, there is no fast track to experience. You have to play.
I can really relate to that.
Yeah.
Because I obviously studied violin, and I play it all the time. So I'm at a different level regards to songwriting. I started at the bottom, and it was really, really scary. So my philosophy is every day just take a step. So today is a big step, and working with Emma J has been a massive step and awesome. But some days are tiny steps. Yeah. As long as I'm taking a step, singing at open mics, which is terrifying for me.
It's a step.
It's a step. Everything is just a step.
You see, and Emma J, you're much younger than I am. I'm not going to say Tara because that would be rude. And you have already accomplished a huge amount, but that's because you've put in a huge amount of effort. And it's got very little to do with age and distance, really. It's got to do with commitment.
Yeah.
If you love something and you commit to it and you put in the time, you get better and better. And you know what? It's one of those old adages, is people say, "You're so lucky. You just get up there and sing." Yeah. The more you practice, Gary Player
There's
said, the
more
I practice, the luckier I get. That's true.
And to grab all the opportunities that come your way.
Opportunities is a big thing. Yeah.
So, you know, I think often because we are all, I think it's fair to say that good artists are all pretty sensitive and very sensitive about your own persona, your own work, because I think firstly it's an incredibly emotional thing to go and put your soul on the line when you go and perform. That's what you're doing. You're not just like a karaoke machine that you put in, plug it in and hit the button and away you go. This is a live, emotional, connected person singing or performing. And, you know, it breaks my heart when I look at sometimes people in an audience that don't really appreciate what you're going through.
Because you're putting your heart and soul into it. And
but you rise above that. How do you do that?
I just have to tell myself that, like, music is my life, and that's what, like, that's the reason I'm still here, that's the reason I'm still going, like, it's my passion, it's the thing that pushes me forward. So I always just remind myself that, like, it's not for anyone else, it's for me. And
isn't that so true? Because you know what, and Tara, you'll hear this, I'm sure, because you're in the teaching realm as well, and I'm sure many parents must say to you privately and quietly, you know, my kid really wants to be a musician, but there's no future in it, hey? So just tell them, tell them to do something else. Because, and I understand that, concerned parents, and we're all concerned about the future, about everything. And looking at the South African scene, we say, whoa, there's no future. But that's absolutely rubbish. If you look at some of the acts that have now taken international center stage, look at Jeremy Loops. He's now collaborating with Ed Sheeran's writers, and he's doing. And there are many examples of that. And look at one of the top performing bands in the world is the Dave Matthews Band. Where does Dave Matthews come from?
South Africa.
Exactly. So you know what? It's not where you come from that's important. It's where you're going to. And why shouldn't you be up there with the best in the world if that's what you want to do? I mean, it's a tough game.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah. Because I think, and you tell me if it's correct, most people that perform do it because it makes them feel good.
Yeah.
It makes you feel terribly scared at the same time, but there's something there. It's like therapy.
It's like good nerves. Like, it is nerve-wracking, but like, it's nerve-wracking before, when you actually get up on stage and just do it, and it's like amazing. It's the best feeling ever. You just kind of get lost in the music, and that's what it's all about, is feeling the music and finding yourself through the music and the song.
That whole performance thing where before you go on, the nerves are off the charts. Hey, then you perform, and then you come off that performance stage, and there's this moment where you're transported. That's marvelous. Mm. It's also difficult to cope with when you start to come down from that level, because that's the life. You go, you get excited, you perform, you're on a high. Then afterwards, you've got to unwind, you've got to wind down. But that's another story. Let's talk about the song. I want to know about this song that we're coming to launch today. Tara, you wrote it. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, I called Ems up and said I wanted to write a song for her. I've always admired just her whole personality and
What do you admire about her?
She's very resilient, keeps going even though things are tough. I mean, everyone has hard times in life, and Ems has always just pushed through. But also very, very honest. And so when we got together and we spoke for about 3 hours, I think
it was quite a long time.
And it was amazing. It just made writing the song and working with you amazing, because you were so open and honest.
Yeah.
And and there were a lot of things that we could probably write about five songs from that one chat. But this song, what we put in the song was what stood out to me on that day. Mm. And do you want to say what it's about?
Yeah, okay. So the song is about, like, security and being comfortable with a certain place or, like, with people. It's just, like, finding, like, your home in tough times and just having people by your side. So for me, that was my class of in matric. And, you know, like, when school gets unbearable and it's just all crazy, I was so happy to come to that class, and we just had such a good bond with each other. And I think that's what the song's about, is like souls connecting. It says that in the song. And it's just finding comfort when things are tough and hard, like a school environment. And you just have to find that thing that makes you happy and pushes you through.
That's the title of the song is Walls of Home.
Yeah.
So that speaks about your happy place.
Yes.
And that now that the walls of home have kind of crumbled because that class is no longer, yeah. Are you feeling bereft?
No,
because here comes the next song, you realize.
Yeah.
No, we still keep in contact and it's very nice. We have like a group on WhatsApp and we always message each other and meet each other. We like very good friends with, yeah, we're still very good friends, which is really nice. They're like my family. I love them to bits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking a lot and obviously this is the purpose behind it is to play the track. It's a brand new track. It's the first time on 88FM. I think it's probably the first time on radio, although I'm not 100% sure about that. Is it the first time on radio?
It's the first time being released.
The first time anyone's going to hear it.
So this is a world first. World first. And you're listening to it on 88FM from Bolito with Love. It's called Walls of Home, written by Tara, performed to a large degree. I can hear there's a gorgeous violin piece in there. That must be Tara. Which other musicians were on the track?
Colin from Sonic Studios played the guitar parts.
Okay, so there's a collaboration of music and the vocals are Emma J. It's called Walls of Home and here it is. Emma J and Tara. Wow, there we go. Walls of Home, written locally, produced locally. It's up proudly Bolito on air. Wow, that was so that's the first time it's been played.
Yeah,
hopefully it's going to be played a lot more going forward.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Dave.
So cool to hear music emerging from the talent that is here. There's lots of talent in Bolito, and of course it just really takes a little opportunity to surface, and Tara, you're doing a great job bringing it out. Lots of opportunity with the girls and boys and kids and adults that you work with, because the essence of teaching, I think, is exactly that, to bring out what is innate, what is in terms of the talent that is within, bringing it out and making it happen. So you shine. Well done. I would look forward to many, many more beautiful tunes from the pen of Tara Blake and the voice of Emma J. Yes. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Moving on, here's